Global changes happen swiftly. Change involves both growth and destruction. In the past, organizations could gradually adopt new practices over time. But now, due to global competition, things are different. Organizations must change more frequently and more drastically than they did just 10 years ago. Businesses are currently fixated on implementing change strategies, yet they often fail to consider how these changes affect their employees. For employees, change is always disruptive. Many managers haven't properly addressed the turmoil caused by their decisions, leaving countless employees bewildered by ongoing changes and anxious about new proposals. This workplace upheaval is known as change fatigue. Change fatigue refers to the emotional and physical strain employees feel during periods of change. To combat this, executives and managers can protect their company's culture and set up effective communication channels to identify challenges. However, these efforts are not enough to sustain growth and innovation. They focus mainly on implementing change. The key to successful change management is recognizing that change is an external force and using methods that naturally fit into your organization's structure. This approach ensures smoother transitions and supports long-term success. Streamline structures for innovation and stability. Different business settings vary in their acceptance of new ideas and methods. When you map these environments on a graph, with the frequency of innovation on one axis and the level of innovation on the other, you uncover four distinct patterns of innovation. These patterns are incremental innovation, spasmodic innovation, repetitive innovation, and incessant innovation. Each of these patterns comes with its own structure, known as a stability structure, designed to improve performance and reduce disruption. In a setting where disruptions are rare, incremental innovation is prevalent. This means that when changes do occur, the organization is prepared to handle them effectively. The structure supporting this type of innovation is like a stable pyramid. It adapts slowly, which helps maintain its stability over time. This approach is what the World Bank uses to stay resilient and adaptable. Spasmodic innovation and its structure. Spasmodic innovation involves sudden, impactful changes, like when a company switches from one type of product to another. The stable structure that matches this kind of innovation is a cube. This cube is designed to handle these rapid changes efficiently. It sits solidly on its base but can be easily shifted to a new position with the right push. NASA uses this structure because it's effective for managing quick and significant changes. In organizations where change happens often, known as repetitive innovation, stability is key. Picture a cylinder. It's a structure that Intel, for instance, finds useful. Just like how a cylinder rolls smoothly on its long side, these organizations incorporate repetitive innovation into their routines. It's like having wheels on a cart that are easy to move forward without swerving. Constant innovation. Organizations amid rapid change often adopt a relentless innovation approach. They face diverse challenges, especially in unfamiliar areas. This strategy resembles a sphere of stability, aimed at minimizing disruption by generating numerous options and then selecting the most reliable. Sony's research and development division follows this method. Most organizations operate using a mix of different structures simultaneously. While one structure might be predominant, others also play a role. Companies need to have this variety to maintain high performance and encourage innovation. This approach helps minimize employee disruption, which is the ultimate goal. Ancient structures shaped like triangles. The agile pyramid model encourages ongoing innovation through proactive preparation for challenges, diverging from static hierarchical structures. Unlike traditional bureaucratic setups, this dynamic approach anticipates disruptions and turbulence, enabling continuous improvement and adaptation to change. It emphasizes staying ahead of potential disruptions to facilitate incremental innovation efficiently and effectively. To keep a pyramid stable in the face of potential disruptions, it's best to focus on gradual, ongoing improvements. One effective method is total quality management, TQM, which involves quality circles that make small but important enhancements to operations over time. This approach is successful because it engages the people most affected by the changes. When those directly involved have a say in improvements, they feel less threatened by disruptions compared to changes imposed by outside sources. Stable pyramid structure. IBM ensured stability by creating a buffer to handle disruptions while developing the PC. They kept the personal computer venture separate until it was fully ready, then integrated it back into the main company structure. This allowed IBM to focus on PCs while maintaining its identity as a mainframe company. To maintain stability, pyramids like Microsoft's distribution channels limit disruptive influences. Instead of developing separate methods for selling different products, Microsoft uses a pyramid structure. This means they sell all their products through an existing network of retailers and computer manufacturers who include Microsoft software with their devices. This approach shields the distribution process from potential disruptions elsewhere in the company. To stay competitive against Japanese subcompacts in the U.S. market, General Motors, GM, established the Saturn division as an innovative solution. GM recognized the challenges of adapting its existing rules and conditions to compete effectively, so it empowered Saturn to operate independently with its own rules, policies, and contracts, focused on quality and customer satisfaction while remaining competitive in pricing. This strategic move allowed Saturn to thrive within GM's organization, showcasing the effectiveness of this decentralized approach in achieving stability and success. Employees in pyramid-like organizational structures typically start early and stay for the long haul, often until they retire. The key mindset here is that being professional means steadily moving up without any surprises. These workers are very dependable but tend to be inflexible, cautious, and focused only on their specific roles, the block. In organizations, akin to a cube, periodic transformations occur following Lewin's change model, starting with unfreezing, transitioning, and then refreezing into a new state, often resulting in substantial shifts such as structural breakdowns or complete reformation. A successful strategy involves maintaining stability throughout these stages by keeping key elements consistent, thereby preventing change fatigue among employees. Rather than addressing fatigue post-transition, the emphasis is on reinforcing the company's strategy, processes, resources, and organization throughout to mitigate fatigue from occurring altogether. NASA's singular mission. In the 1960s, NASA was entirely dedicated to one mission, putting a man on the moon. They didn't know how many different tasks this would involve, so they kept growing, bringing in more people and resources. The key to their success was building a strong team that shared this common goal, which kept them on track even as their projects expanded. Cube advocates believe in consistently revitalizing businesses. They follow a mental formula: professionalism equals effective transition plus efficient consolidation. These individuals are at their best when they show courage and make clear decisions. However, they can also be harsh and cause disruption when not at their best. Maintain continuity with cylindrical structures. A cylinder is a method used to maintain smooth operations and reduce interruptions over time. Its design is aimed at handling predictable changes without causing major disruptions. To be effective, the disruptions must occur within the expected frequency that the cylinder can manage. If disruptions happen outside of this range, the cylinder won't be able to handle them. In the semiconductor industry, there's a key principle known as Moore's Law. This law suggests that every 18 months, the performance of computer chips doubles. This predictable cycle guides how new products are developed in this industry. Essentially, Moore's Law acts like a timer that drives progress within the semiconductor field, helping to maintain a steady rhythm of innovation. This approach ensures that advancements happen in an orderly and efficient manner, much like a well-oiled machine. Enhance workplace stability with standardization. The cylinder concept aims to minimize disruptions by providing employees with a consistent home base during periods of change. By employing standardized methodologies and roles across projects, all team members receive the same training and structures. This uniform approach helps employees feel more at ease when starting new projects. Imagine someone who loves exploring new ideas and believes strongly in the power of knowledge. These individuals are energized by challenges and see expertise as the cornerstone of their work ethic. For them, professionalism equals expertise plus new challenges. They are well-informed and always curious, seeking to deepen their understanding continuously. However, they sometimes miss important details and can be overly confident, which can lead to tricky situations. Optimal strategy of spheres. Spheres prioritize stability by choosing the most reliable paths from many options. They reduce disruption by creating numerous ways to adapt to changes. Spheres play a numbers game, staying flexible to seize opportunities and avoid setbacks caused by missed chances. This flexibility protects against potential disruptions to the organization. Cisco employs a unique strategy by investing in various startup ventures to prepare for an uncertain future. By doing so, Cisco minimizes risk and maximizes opportunity. If a startup becomes successful, Cisco can integrate its technology. However, if a startup fails, Cisco is just one of many supporters. This approach allows Cisco to adapt quickly in a changing world without relying solely on its own innovations for long-term success. Professionals in a sphere. Individuals who work within a sphere are those who excel in environments with calculated risks. Their approach to management follows the equation: professionalism equals flexibility plus opportunism. They believe that professionalism is about being adaptable and seizing opportunities as they arise. Sphere workers are drawn to fresh challenges and are known for their flexibility, creativity, and innovation. In some cases, they can resemble butterflies, unwilling to settle into one area due to their desire for continuous new experiences. Create simplified map drawings efficiently. Creating two maps, one for turbulence and one for innovation, can assist companies in establishing a path to stability. To craft a turbulence map, a company assesses the challenges or uncertainties directly impacting it. Using insights from this turbulence map, the company then develops an innovation map to strategically reorganize itself. This involves leveraging various stable structures to adapt and succeed in dynamic environments, ultimately paving the way for stability and growth. To effectively manage change fatigue in your organization, begin by understanding the specific type of turbulence causing it. This involves outlining strategic choices, identifying areas prone to fatigue, defining business domains, and recognizing non-contributing events. Forecast turbulence for each domain and create a map based on these forecasts. Plot your company's turbulence on a graph with frequency and innovation requirements as axes, identifying stability needs in each domain. Finally, transform this turbulence map into an innovation strategy to better manage and mitigate change fatigue throughout your organization. Key points. 1. Organizations must adapt swiftly to global competition using innovative change strategies. 2. Change fatigue among employees requires proactive management and consideration of organizational culture. 3. Various types of innovation require corresponding stable structures for effective adaptation. 4. Stable structures like the pyramid, IBM, or cube, NASA, mitigate disruptions and enable sustained innovation. 5. Predictable innovation cycles, such as Moore's Law, guide continuous improvement without major disruptions. 6. Standardized methodologies and roles enhance workplace stability during change. 7. Mapping turbulence and innovation needs to help manage change fatigue effectively.